Badger. Eck. Metcalf. Rogers. Tylan. Westcott. And Skrull.
Here. Seven in attendance. Minutes of the previous meeting. Motion to approve. Thank you. And a second? I have a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Well, it is my pleasure to invite up Brad from the Springfield Disc Golf Club and my friend Dave Robson. Dave, you want to come up? And we really want to thank you guys. I just wanted to take a minute. For those of you who aren't familiar with frisbee golf, and Dave, I think, did you really start frisbee golf in Springfield?
No.
Why don't you give us a little bit of history? Brad, did you start?
Brad was there before I was, but you don't know frisbee golf.
Okay, I'm sorry. Disc golf. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Okay, I'm just going to hang my head in shame for the rest of the rest. No, that's okay. Well, give us a little bit of the history, and then I want to thank you for what was your partnership.
It was 50 years. It's called the tournament. The course being the second part.
That's right.
25 years ago, 26 years ago. Kevin Sokol is one of the people that worked with the guy.
That's
and
right.
The course being. So the guy, he's been talking to me.
Well, who was on the board? That's right. And Scott, they worked to and brought it to the board.
Absolutely. There are two courses now. One is Mountain 2 here at Lincoln. We can't thank enough of the park history and especially the crews that are out there helping us.
I'm sure many of
our communities are back there who help us talk about community. We raised money. We've put in some new baskets, keypads,
and one of the reasons that we try to raise money for the baskets is if we want to bring in the age event, which is like a movie, people think this golf, just like golf courses, they want the nice baskets. And so we have nice baskets on 18 holes. And in order to have an age event, you have to have nice baskets on more than just 18. So we're working on trying to get an 8-tier. Peoria, when they had their last 8-tier, brought in over $1 million to the Peoria
area. Wow.
But they could get hotel costs and food, so they easily made over $1 million to the Peoria area.
So do you now qualify for an 8-tier?
No. We need more fundraising, we need better baskets. I mean, we're working our way towards that, but we're not going to happen.
Okay.
But we also do tournaments that help us create the funds, but we also have tournaments such as our ice bowl where we raise funds that we give back to the food pantry. So last year we gave them
over, I think it was over $1,500, and that was
nice.
About year we had. We got another year with the ice bowl, and last year we did Lincoln Greens, and we played on Lincoln Greens, and now we're doing tax. So just something that you know that's different. And we appreciate being able to use the pro shop to get a little bit more attention when you play it in January.
Well, let us know, and then I'll tell you the other subject. Let us know what it would take. We have a park foundation, and I don't know, if we can be of any assistance in helping with that, but, you guys have been incredible partners over that 25 years. You come to us regularly with a check, and not a small check. You come to us regularly with $10,000, or in this case, $12,000, and you're putting it back into the sport, but it improves everything for everybody in Springfield. It's open to everybody. So we really appreciate that, and I have to tell you, when Scott first brought it to me, I was a little skeptical. I had never experienced this. And he said, come on, we've got a group of us, and we all went up to Peoria to see the course. And I'll never forget, it was February, there was snow on the ground, and people were playing. And I'm like, Okay. I'm sold. You know what? If people are going to play when there's snow on the ground and it's freezing cold outside, it's probably something we should do. You guys are a little nuts. I'm just kidding. Well, I would like for you guys to reach out and let us know what it would take to get to the point where you are an eligible tier for tier of play.
I can do that. Nationwide. Just got a total in like 5 years from $100,000 to $200,000. In the last week, one of the top disc golf players signed a contract for $1 million a year.
Wow.
For 10 years. Got a body, got a signing bonus, and his training potential is going to be fun. So people need to stop.
Everybody plays pickleball. Yes.
What do you think of the new tee signs? I know you work with our marketing department on some new tee signs.
The new tee signs come in. A year and a half ago, that was the biggest complaint that we had. Is where do I go for the next hole? You know, how far is this hole? So getting the tee signs in and getting the baskets was, everyone said that that's the best thing that we've done in 10 years.
Nice.
Great. Well, I meant what I said. I want to know what it would take to bring you up to that level, and I will certainly want to thank you because you guys have helped not only bring but grow a whole new sport in the community and made it available to kids of all ages. And so we really, we've appreciated it in the past and we continue to appreciate it. We look forward to it.
Well, we appreciate working with our sister as
well. Thank you. All right. Thanks, guys. Are you going to play glow in the dark disc golf tonight? It's a little chilly. Yes.
Yeah, I don't know the answer. We can look into that. I don't know.
Because I think that as a partner, that would be, they can replace the warm-up, use the restroom.
So the bathrooms there would be winterized, right? Because we don't have heat in those bathrooms, so they'd be closed. Anything we can do to work with them, or here particularly with the Nelson Center, and
Yeah, because they've been an outstanding partner. Okay, would anybody else like to address the board this evening? Okay, anyone? Moving on to regular business, we need a motion to authorize staff to renew our casualty insurance policy with iPark for the annual rate of $543,393. Okay, I have a motion and a second. Discussion, questions? I just wanted to note that next year we'll go out for bid again. On this. Great. I have a motion and a second. Roll call, please.
Badger?
Aye.
Eck?
Aye.
Metcalf?
Aye.
Rogers?
Aye.
Tylan?
Aye.
Westcott?
Aye.
And Skrull?
Aye. 7 ayes and no nays. We also need to approve statement of claims and these bills. Any questions? Okay, may I have a motion to approve? And a second. Thank you. I have a motion and a second. Further discussion? Roll call, please.
Badger?
Aye.
Eck?
Aye.
Metcalf?
Aye.
Rogers?
Aye.
Tylan?
Aye.
Westcott?
Aye.
And Skrull?
Aye. 7 ayes and no nays. Motion to approve 1500-23 property annexation of PIN 22-12.0-12.7-045. May I have a motion?
I'll move
to approve. To approve both?
Ordinance
1500-23 and 1501-23 for the property annexation of 5501.
Love it. Thank you. And the second? I have a motion and a second. Further discussion? We have copies available for the public if anybody like to see them.
Roll call, please.
Badger?
Aye.
Eck?
Aye.
Metcalf?
Aye.
Rogers?
Aye.
Tylan?
Aye.
Westcott?
Aye.
And Skrull?
Aye. 7 ayes and no nays. I have a motion. Anything else anybody wants to bring before the board this evening? I have a motion to adjourn. And a second. All in favor? Aye. Is anybody opposed? Never. Nobody's ever opposed to adjourn.